Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we described the type of people to avoid when we are looking for wise counsel, edification, or seeking God's will. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Critics, and you don't have to go far to find a critic in the church. Gossips, scorners, that must just tell you what is wrong with the church is not the one you want to go to for advice or edification and seeking God's will. Now look, I've seen people that have that charisma about them, that they make friends with others, but they are not really standing on righteousness and true doctrine. And they can move away and be somewhere else, and some of these people will call them at their homes, maybe a few states away, and get their input. They'll always talk to them about something. And they follow that for their direction instead of the Word of God. You know, if a person can't find the direction of the Word of God, the direction by His Holy Spirit in the Word of God, there's something wrong with your own personal life. There is something that is hindering that relationship with Jesus Christ. And get it out of your life ASAP. And so, those are things that interfere with God's will for you. In verse 23 there, of 2 Timothy chapter 2, and verse 23, he says, but foolish and unlearned questions, remember, back in Titus 3, now 9, well, here we are, but foolish and unlearned questions, avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. So here the Lord warns of that which will get into the church, and it is the opposite of righteousness and true holiness, that kind of action, that kind of thoughts, those kind of beliefs will generate a lot of problems against those things of righteousness and true holiness. And just more sin, because the gossips, the scorners, and so forth, that's what they're doing. Beware of that kind of person. This is what we're being told here. The local church, these kind that are trying to get into the local church and who love attention and want people to look to them as the person of authority who knows to talk to them, and they talk to you. You should want to inquire about someone. If you should want that, you will see that these people who are devil's advocates and don't even know they are, will find any garbage they can so that there is no way that you can exalt that person above them in your mind. So, here we read the text to this point. But look at verse 9 one more time. I'm going to go back to it and go back to it and go back to it, because it is important for us to understand. And so verse 9, but avoid foolish questions and vain genealogies and contentions about the law. Okay, those contentions and strivings about the law. And they are unprofitable, for they are unprofitable and vain. Unprofitable and vain. Now, see, God's trying to protect His local church, and He's warning His people, the local church, these things can get in and destroy you, can destroy the church. And if we're not careful, that's exactly what will happen. That's why you have, an Akron Baptist temple that's not doing it anymore. That's why you have a Highland Park Baptist Church. It's not existing anymore. That's why you have a Cato Tabernacle that does not exist anymore. And so many churches in this land in the last couple of years that have shut down because it got away from God's will, God's way, and God's timing. And so the devil ends up as a victory. So when you look at that text in verse 9, you see that God is trying to keep us from being deceived by that roaring lion, the devil. Yet people who do this have the following wrong going on with them. They are not righteous and living in true holiness. Actually, these things here in verse 9 are written for our advantage to keep us from the failures that they are. Now, my friend, I've read those things, and you can say right now, man, I know some people I've been influenced by, and these things turned out to be false. Get in the Word of God. Read the Bible. Meditate on it. And when there's gossip, when there's something going around the church, compare it to the Word of God. If it's about a person, go straight to that person and say, is this true? And look. Don't get caught up in that wild crowd. Now, my friend, this has been mainly for Christians to this point, but let me just say, if you're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home, as much as you say, well, I've seen people at church like that, so I don't go to church. And do you realize that one day you're going to stand before God and you cannot use anybody as a reason that you didn't receive Christ as Savior? You have a free will. People come to church. They sit in there and they listen. They can reject what I say, or they can accept what I say through the Word of God, but they have the free will to do so. Don't blame others for your failures. The Bible said that all have sinned come short of the glory of God. That's me. That's you, my friend. That's each of us. And he says the wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, what we deserve, the wages of sin is death. He didn't say big sin, oh man, a whole lot of sin, or specific sins. He just said the wages of sin is death. And Adam and Eve, they ate of a fruit they were told not to eat thereof. They did it anyway, and that day their spirit would be separated from God and would be in hell forever unless there is a deliverer. And that deliverer did come through the seed of Eve. And that deliverer is the Jesus Christ, our Lord. But understand, when people say, well, that's not that bad, some today would have thought, well, I'm just eating a piece of fruit off a tree. That's not that bad. Well, look at the cost it's been to the whole human race from the parents of our human race. Yes, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. None of us are exempt. How many sins does it take to be a sinner? Just one. How many times you got to kill somebody to be a murderer? Just once. How many lies you have to tell to be a liar? Just once. So I'm just saying, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, Romans 3:10 says, no, not one. So we're told that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Jesus was Lord. This looks at his deity. His name Jesus looks at his humanity. So he was God come in the flesh. And knowing that, he lets us know. Thou shalt believe in thine heart and the Lord Jesus, and that God has raised him from the dead, that he rose up victorious over hell. He rose up victorious over the grave. He did that for you. He did that for me. All that he suffered was for us. And so, he says, and whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Because God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're told in Romans 10 again, for with the heart
man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ. It doesn't mean, I'm so good, I'm so righteous, man, I've got to be going to heaven. No. None of us are. That's why we needed a Savior in Jesus Christ, that Savior, and believing that He died for you, gave His heart and life on the cross, was buried and rose from the dead, believing and knowing He did that for you. Come to Him in repentance and faith, saying, Lord, I'm turning my life to You instead of me, the devil, my family. My life is Yours. Cleanse me of my sin. Give me everlasting life. In other words, you're giving yourself to the Lord. Your life is His direction. You may continue in the same vocation, but He wants to take you from the sin. He wants to take you from the unrighteousness. And He wants to make you a clean vessel to use for His service. So, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into righteousness. The righteousness of Christ is your substitute, as your payment, and you are receiving Him into your life as your God and Savior. And so, you're saying, it believes into righteousness, shall be saved. For with the heart man believes into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever, Romans 10:13, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. That's you, my friend. That's me. I had that day, oh my goodness, it's been over 60 years ago, that I received Christ as my Savior. The important thing is, do you know if you died today that heaven's your home? Then if not, believing that Jesus did, in fact, as He said He did, He doesn't lie, died on the cross for your sins and was buried and rose from the dead, call upon Him to come to your life as your Lord and Savior, as your God. Give Him your life right now. I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean this, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I deserve to go to hell. But I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for all my sin. I believe 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, my God, my Savior. Come to my heart and save me. Forgive me of all my sin. I receive You now. In Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just gave your heart and life to Christ, let us know. Our announcer will be giving you our web address. You can email us through the web, or you can go by the physical address that he will also give you here. But we want to hear what God has done for you if you've received Him. On the other hand, please, if you have doubts, go to our website and look at God's plan of salvation there. It will be recorded there that you can hear it and hear it very clearly, and I hope that you will. Well, I want to thank you today for listening to The Lamp and Light. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Sands though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on fire.